Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company. Joined in studio this morning by Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. If you've got a question for Lisa, prime opportunity to get in right now at 608-321-1310. At 608-321-1310. You can learn more about The Bruce Company online, their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Or, of course, stop on in, say hello at the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great because I've only looked out the window. I have not been out in this stuff.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's like in the low 20s, but it's not terrible.
It's not the worst.
It could be like 2 degrees.
That's fair.
I mean, I know we're all, you know, that's the thing about March.
Yeah.
You get a 70-degree day, and then you get a 20-degree day. It's really hard to cope with it. It's up and down, and so it's...
I feel bad for my chickens in this kind of weather. Even though they like cold stuff, they, like, do their molting, so I think they're all in summer mode.
Oh, sure.
And my neighbor, her Siberian irises were popping out already over
the
weekend.
I do have some bulbs up in my yard, but none of the peonies are up yet. But just, you know... Sit tight, relax. I mean, if things are getting really moving, like if this continues, this cycle continues, we talk about this every spring. You know, the farther along things get, the more potential there is for damage if the temperatures drop significantly.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on things. You know, bulb foliage coming up, not a big deal. If you start to see flower buds and then we're going to get a cold temp, then just... put some buckets over it or get a floating row cover or sheets in a pinch, although they're not my fave. But just cover them up and keep the frost
something off.
You
mentioned I feel like we could re-air the 2019, 2018, 2017 show
from
this week.
Yeah, and we will talk about this as things start to move along. Mm-hmm. We start to see buds popping and things blooming. And then we get cold weather. It will become much more impactful. Right now, you know, there's not much happening.
They've
been through this before. Yeah. Plants have survived this kind of nonsense for millennia.
What did they do before floating row covers, though, Lisa?
I don't know. They just maybe didn't get flowers that year.
Oh, good call.
There you go.
This is why you're the expert in studio.
Yeah. No one was around to really be that concerned about it.
Nobody took
note. We're humans, and so we care. We hear.
It's important stuff.
So, yes, it is.
And we're going to talk, speaking of things popping in the yard that may be coming up now, we're going to talk about some of the summer bulbs, also lilies and seeds and all that great stuff. Great opportunity, though, right now to get on the air with Lisa Briggs, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company, their Middleton Garden Center, right at 2830 Parmenter Street, and the website brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. My first note says job event.
Yes, so we are having a job fair on Thursday from 1 until 4. And so you can just stop into the garden center. We'll have people on hand, and they'll have the list of jobs, and you can apply right then and there, interview right then and there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. It's an on-site thing.
You talk about you always think about what would be your dream job or what would be just a fun environment to be in. The Bruce Company would be pretty cool.
I can only speak for the store because that's where I work.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's what I'm the most familiar with. But yes, it is. You know, there are days when it's, 40 degrees and raining and you have to unload a truck of 400 arborvitae.
Yeah.
Bald and burlapped. You know, it's... challenging.
Yeah.
But I would say most days, 99% of the days, I'm super happy to go to work. We're kind of a fun group.
Yeah.
You get first pick of the stuff that comes off the trucks.
Yes.
So that's always a good thing.
That's a good deal there.
There's a discount, employee discount.
Really?
So, yes.
Did you bring me an application? What day is this again?
Thursday from 11 to 4.
11 to 4.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. 1 to 4. Yikes.
1 to 4. Okay. You guys need like a weekend guy just kind of hang out.
Yeah, you can work weekends if you just, you know, if you have a 9 to 5 job and it's just something you want to pick up a little extra or just get some experience or just hang out with us. We're a fun group.
Do you have to know how to spell all the names of these flowers?
No, you do not.
I was quizzing Lisa before
the
show.
I know, he made me spell dioicus.
Which you could have done anything and I would have been like, perfect.
I could have just like raveled off some letters. Blah, 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 blah.
What is a dioicus, by the way?
Oh, it's a species name for a tree called Kentucky coffee tree.
Okay, let's call it a Kentucky coffee tree then.
Well, I could do that, but Glyptostriboides dioicus sounds way cooler.
It does sound way cooler. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for Lisa, love to get you on the air right now. You can learn more about the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. If you're on Facebook and social media, you can find them at The Bruce Company. Check them out there. And of course, the best thing to do, stop on and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. Again, 2830 Parmenter Street. So we were looking at the forecast and we kind of started off talking a little bit about what's going on.
I come in on Monday and it's all typed up for me right here.
We have that. We do that every morning at 3 a.m. knowing
I'm
you're going to
sure
be in.
I'm sure you do. every Monday. Okay. That's good to know.
Yes. Just for you, we have that. But it's obviously spring in Wisconsin, as you mentioned.
It's March in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It's a fickle month.
Yeah. So what can we be doing getting things? So the ground is getting softer. Are there things
in
we
places,
can
sure.
start putting stuff in? Or
I don't know that
inside?
You should be planting anything quite yet.
Okay.
I think you need a run of, you know, we need some days where we know that the night temps aren't going to go into the 20s. Before you do much, you know, like things that you could plant normally in early spring, like peas or spinach, some greens, that kind of thing that you could just sow out directly. You're going to want to wait till your soil's dry, which would have been okay, which would have been the case except for all that rain we had last week, which we really needed. So I'm not complaining about it. You know, and then there are some like some perennial flowers that you could scatter plant, you know, that you could self-sow, like poppies and that kind of thing. But I think it's still a little bit early unless you have a really warmish spot. You know, a bed south along the house where the ground is workable.
We've talked the past couple of weeks about people calling in questions about sod. What about mulch? Have you seen people pick up mulch yet, or is it still kind
we have bag mulched in. We're working on the pricing right now, so that should be available, I'm thinking, by the end of the week. Bulk mulch, I don't think is ready quite yet.
Okay.
Probably another week or so. It has to, you know, the piles that we have, that the chip stuff has to be thawed.
Yeah.
So then they can process it, which just means, you know, chopping it up a dozen times. But, yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, because I know that's, you know, as we start getting closer to.
I know. I'm antsy. We're all antsy, right? I want to get out there and see what's going on in my yard.
Yes.
Start counting hostas.
Oh, man. Hostas.
I know. I do that in the morning. I go out and like count what came up overnight. Then when I get home at the end of the day, I go out and count to see where they are.
That is fantastic.
It'll say 44 this morning.
Oh, hostas are awesome too.
I do like them.
Yeah, they are very good stuff. Talking this morning with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Phone lines open 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa. We're going to talk about seeds. We're going to talk lilies. We're going to talk summer bulbs.
Yep.
We're going to talk pansies. We're going to talk about some other great things to put in your yard. And, of course, getting things started. And take your call at 608-321-1310. Yes, 608-321-1310. This is Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by the Bruce Company here on 1310 WIBA. On 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by the Bruce Company, hanging out in studio with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Still got some time if you've got a question. Love to get you on the air with Lisa at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. 321-1310. You can learn more about the Bruce Company on their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. They're right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That is where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. Again, it's 2830 Parmenter Street. Don't forget as well about that job event, 11 to 4 on Thursday.
1 to 4.
See, I got to change my...
I know, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Okay. No, it's not so good. 1 to 4 on Thursday. And that includes people at part-time, maybe flexible hours.
Yes, flexible hours, you know, late day shifts, weekends, you know, we need all those kinds of shifts in the garden center, but then also jobs in production. So if you're looking for something full time and you want to work outside, great opportunity.
So that'll be a great thing going on Thursday from 1 until 4 at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. We're talking spring a bit, and we haven't talked about planting a lot.
No, we haven't, because it's kind of a little early unless you're starting things inside.
What can we start? Everything inside, right?
Or should almost everything.
Okay.
I'd hold off on tomatoes a little bit, just because the long-range forecast does not look like it's going to get warmer than normal faster. So I would wait. Because those kinds of things, tomatoes, basil, peppers, eggplant, you can't really put that stuff out until after Memorial Day. And tomatoes will get leggy so fast in the house. The other things are more slow growing, but tomatoes will shoot right up. So that you're right now that you're talking, you know, like 8 weeks plus indoors. So unless you have a sunroom with a lot of sun or a grow light system, I would hold off.
What about getting bulbs ready and picking up bulbs for summer?
So that's what we talk a lot about. People start to see daffodils and tulips come up, and they want those now. And that is something that you should have planted in the fall.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. We told you that.
Delayed gratification. I know, yes. I know. It's the same every year. But you can plant bulbs that are going to bloom later in the summer. So we're talking about things like begonias, cannas, calla lilies, caladium, all those kinds of things. And those you can start indoors. You'll get flowers faster, especially if you, like, I love dahlias. They're the ultimate because you can cut them and they keep blooming summer. Yes. So those kinds of things we do have in the store, and you can plant them in pots now and then plant them out in your garden when the weather gets a little bit nicer.
Okay. So with bulbs, you got stuff at the Bruce Company right now?
We do.
All the ones just mentioned?
All the ones we just mentioned.
What about lilies?
We do have some lilies. So lily bulbs, they're perennial here. And so you can start those indoors now in pots. I put them like close to in the bottom third of the pot. So that, because some of the ones we have get quite tall. And then you can plant them outside in the ground once the soil is workable. Doesn't necessarily have to be super warm out because they are a perennial plant. But you do have to have your soil not be sopping wet.
The squirrels like those, by the way?
Yes, probably.
How do you?
Rabbits for sure will eat them once they come up.
Okay.
Squirrels don't tend to be digging things up as much at this time of year as they do in the fall, it seems, anecdotally to me.
Well, you know.
Don't you think?
I look at my squirrels in the neighborhood. They're very fat. They're eating something.
Well, but they've eaten all the stuff that they cached, like, over the winter.
Starting to root for the fox. You know?
I know. My squirrels are, like, super sleek.
Yeah.
They have big, fat tails, and they don't look mangy at all.
Do you know that all the squirrels you see were imported from Canada?
I did not know that, Sean.
That there was a time where squirrels were such a novelty, people would gather in parks just to watch them frolic. That's very true. You think I'm kidding
sometimes
about that.
Sometimes people now just gather to watch squirrels. You know, actually, my daughter's home from Australia, and they don't have squirrels in Australia. And so she said she was walking down the campus, and she saw a squirrel, and she stopped to marvel at it, and she said people were looking at her like she was crazy.
Yes. It's one of those things you take for granted, and that's...
I guess.
321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa, I'll get to Mike in just a moment. But first, too, just as we're continuing our conversation about things available at the Bruce Company, everything available, seeds. You guys have...
Yeah.
Adjust.
1,500 varieties.
1,500 varieties.
Yeah.
Who gets to count all of those?
I just count the price book.
Okay. You don't have Matt out there counting?
I don't go out in the store and like count the seed packets. That would be annoying.
That would be 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The phones we go, and Mike in Middleton. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Good morning. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask, we continually have each year some blight on my lilacs. When would be a good time to spray those with copper sulfate?
What's the blight like, Mike? Oh, that sounded kind of rhyming. Is it like the tip blight where the tips turn kind of brown? Or is it the powdery mildew where they get kind of, the leaves get sort of silvery?
No, they turn brown, and if it's really bad, they will curl up and fall off.
Yeah. So I don't know the exact name of this particular thing, but it happens when the springs are cool and wet. It
sure.
would be more prevalent. As far as spraying with copper sulfate, that will help, but I don't honestly know. It's a temperature thing.
Sure.
So check the package.
Okay.
Because it will, if they're, you know, if they want it to be like above 40, I think that for most of those early spring sprays, though, you want the days to be, you know, 45. So probably this week it's a little bit early. And most of those will just, you know, they'll smother or make the tissue inhospitable for the pest or the fungus or whatever you're trying to control. But I would say probably you want it to be a little bit warmer than it is now.
Okay. Can I ask one other question, please?
Sure.
My holly plants, I have three holly plants, and I had wrapped them with burlap over the winter.
Okay.
To keep the wind off of them.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently dropped, all of them dropped at least 75% of all their leaves over the winter.
Okay. I would wait till they start to bud and see what you've got. A lot of times when we have this super cold weather, like some broadleaf evergreens like rhododendron, they'll curl their leaves, and some things like holly will drop leaves. But that doesn't mean that the buds are affected. So I would wait and see what you have when the weather gets a little nicer and you start to have buds breaking on all of those leaf scars, and it might be that it will fill in, or that you're going to have enough new growth that it's going to sort of cover the damage. So sit tight on those yet.
Perfect. Thanks so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great question, Mike. Thank you for the call. By the way, the word lilac, I love people that pronounce it the proper way, which is lilac. And I always say, as a Wisconsin guy, I do it L-Y-L-O-C-K, lilac.
Okay.
You'll hear him say lilac. And I thought, oh, that's such a nice way. It sounds very classy. Good call, Mike. Let's go down to David. David, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
I'm calling regarding timing for treating apple scab. And is there a drench versus a spray that can be used?
No, there is not. There are some systemic treatments, but you don't want to use them on some plants that will provide fruit either for you or for wildlife. So you're going to want to spray. And when you start spraying for scab is at petal fall. So that means when, after they've flowered and about 75% of the petals have dropped, that would be your first spray. And you can spray with fungicides. There are a number of them on the market. I like Revitalize. It's a biologic, so it's a little bit gentler. Still works really well, but it's a little bit gentler for other things. And then you're going to want to go every week to 10 days, but watching the weather. If the summer dries out, usually around the 4th of July, we get a dry spell. Scab likes, and most fungus likes, damp weather, and so that's when it's the easiest for it to propagate. So if the summer has a dried out period, then usually you can stop spraying.
You're saying this potentially you'd be spraying a half dozen times a year.
Well, if you're talking, I mean, it depends. If you're talking petal fall on lilacs or on crabapple, depending on what the weather's doing, you're probably doing your first spray around Memorial Day or a little bit after that. So you're spraying through June, and then you're going to watch the weather and see what happens. But yes, if you have a variety that's susceptible to apple scab, which is a defoliating disease, it doesn't hurt the plant, but it does look really unsightly when they drop all their leaves at the end of July. So yes, you might be spraying three or four times.
So you originally said if you have a flowering crab that produces a fruit, and if you use a drench, it'd be almost a killer for if any bird was trying to eat it later.
Or sometimes, or sometimes it would affect pollinating insects. It's just really not a good idea to use systemics on any kind of plant that would be considered a food source.
David, okay. Really good question this morning. Thanks for your call. And a couple of reminders. Of course, I know you got details on the website, on your Facebook page
for the job fair. The hiring event.
31st, 1 until 4.
1 until 4 on the
Thursday.
31st, yes.
It's got those details there. BruceCompany.com, Facebook, The Bruce Company, Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parliament Street. It's fun stuff.
It was a busy day today.
It's always great hanging out with you. Lisa Briggs for The Bruce Company. Don't forget to stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parliament Street. That's 2830 Parliament Street. The guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.